The proposed overlay is comprised of 1,100 acres under 28 property owners. Clyde said it's adjacent to Colville, with parts of it set close to the interstate. The proposal is for a rezone, and in considering it, he said the council has to look at the public health, safety, and welfare.
Now, we do have our own list of what our objectives are, and they include things like environmental stewardship and water quality and traffic reduction and improvements to transportation and affordable housing. Those are sort of, that's our sort of our top 10 list. And so what I was telling those people or trying to explain to the audience, this process is not one by which the landowner just gets to come in and say, I want to do the thing that's going to make me the most money. They have to come in and say, this is a good and balanced plan that provides community benefit while at the same time reflects good land use.
He said the landowners have not defined yet what the rezoning or possible densities would be, but to get approval from the council, they will have to show community benefits.
It may involve things such as high-density development. Undoubtedly there'll be an affordable housing component to it. There'll be a lot of land uses there that are not otherwise covered by our existing zoning. Our existing zoning primarily is just simply almost always about rural residential single-family dwellings. We would expect a continuum of uses, everything from protection of critical lands and open space to single-family dwellings, to perhaps even apartment complexes.
Clyde said this is not a sequel to last year's unsuccessful effort to make Hoytsville a town.
While some of the motivation of the landowners may be the same, I don't think that this in any way is the response to that. We put this process into place when we revised the zoning, which is now about 2 years old. So that predated the attempt of Hoytsville to incorporate, and they're really very separate items. And that was actually one of the confusions, I think, among the public last night.
Summit County Council Member Doug Clyde. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.